This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzinda we Voice of America, urumu Washington, D.C.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington, D.C.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri chikumi 21 2016 makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri weMDCT Vamogen Tsvangirai vanoti vamugabe varemerwa nekutonga nyika nekudaro ngavachienda pamudyandigere. Gavhuna weRBZ Dr. John Mangudya vanoti Zimbabwe yawana mari yekubhadhara mitero pazvikwerete kana kuti maarias emari inosvika bhiriyoni imwe chete nemazana masere. Vanachiremba vanoti havasi kufara nedanho rehurumende rekuvandudza mazuva avo ekutambiriswa mari dzemihoro. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvopisirwa bhazi nekubirwa mumhirizhonga iri kuitika muPretoria.
Pari zvino voter registration iri kuitika uko kwatinenge tine by-election, whether it be local authority kana kuti constituency.
Zeki inoti iri kutadza kunyoresa vanhu kuvhota nenyaya yekushaya mari. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe gumi nemumwe zvabirwa uye bhazi razvanga zvakakwira murwendo rwokuenda kuSouth Africa reEagle Liner rabva rapiswa muPretoria kuSouth Africa. Izvo zvinotevera mhirizhonga inotyisa iri kuitika muSouth Africa, vatsigiri veANC vachiti havasi kufara nekusarudzwa kwebato nebato reANC kwakaitwa meya wePretoria amai Toko Didiza vanoye muZulu munzvimbo inonzi ine verudzi rwechipedhi nevechisoto vakawanda. Sarudzo dzekusarudza meya dziri kutariswa kuitwa musi wa3 Nyamavhuvhu. Motokari dzakawanda pamwe nezvitoro zvapwanywa uye mapurisa anga achiudza vemabhizimusi kuti vakurumidze kuvhara uye kuti vanhu vasaende kwanga kuine vanhu vari kuratidzira. Vanotyaira mabhazi pakati peZimbabwe neSouth Africa vanoti zvaitika izvi zvavakanganisa zvikuru basa ravo, vatiwo zvabva zvawedzera padanho rainge rambotorwa nezimura rekuda kurambidza vanhu kupinda nezvinhu munyika zvakaita sezvekudya nekurimisa. Nzvimbo dzine mhirizhonga dzinosanganisira Mamelodi, Atridgeville neHammerscrom. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing West Studio 7 abata mumwe mutyairi wemabhazi vaLove More Shumba.
Zvandaona kunzwa tavachinzanzi vanhu vanga vachikustrikira kwanzi kuti they don't want the councillor in something like that. So ndopavastrika vachipinda murodi ende vakapisa mabhazi kwai seat to seat neEagleliner namatruck maviri nekwai nezvimota 4 in something like that.
Saka imi makwanisa kuita basa here kana kuti pane nguva yamambomira?
Isusu kuno kujobheki takwanisa kuita basa asi tadhileya mabhasizi kubuda tichida kumbohwa kuti kwamira sei.
Maamira kwenguva yakareba sei?
Mabhazi anga tifanirwa kubuda panapa kuma11, mamwe abuda kuma11 akatozonomira murodhi achitanga kumirira kuti anzwe kuti kwamira sei. Pavazoona mota mbiri nhatu dzouya ndopavazotanga kufuvura ndopavazokomunicatawo nesu tiri kuno kuti aiwa kwava raiti uyai.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti mabhazi anga ambomira zvakare kuborda uko reZimbabwe.
Mabhazi mamwe anga atombomira atodzokera murodhi nekuti mamwe acho kunana Hammerscra ikokoko ndopaadzokera murodhi ikoko. Mamwe atomira kunana Hammerscra ikoko adzokera mumasure kunopaka chaiko kuti angakwanisi kupfuura kwapishiwa mabhazi maviri yavo.
Saka zviri kukanganisaiwo sei bhizimisi renyu imimi munotakura vanhu?
Itovhiasi zvere zvatotikanganisira bhizinesi rakakura chaizvo because pakutanga pakati kwakamboitika mhirishongomo kuzimsaiti yokuti chi hakuchina mbasha dzinopfuura dzakati nezvakati nezvakati zvikatidzingira futi vanhu so pazoitika zvezvi zvatova from bed to west zvokudoti kuda zvichatombotitorera mazuva chaiwo
saka kuzadza mabhazi kwaakudetsa
kwaakutorema because izvozvi so from morning tosity from morning to 11 bus from morning to 11 tetazadza bhazi roenda from 11 to 2 tozadza bhazi roenda nhasi chaita bhazi 1 with 50 passengers
tichitarisawo iyo nyaya yekuti zvinhu zvanga zvamborambidzwa asi katiri kuona kuti hurumende inenge yazodududza zvaakukwanisa kupfuura here zvinhu zviri kutakurwa zviri kutengwa kubva kusouth africa izvi
from monday nezuro zvakaitika saturday ndobva zvakazitopeka zvinhu zvikatogwa zvinhu vakatanga hohwo vari ikoko vakavhura ndobva vazoti zvinhu until further notice ndobva zvatanga kupfuura but vanhu vazhinji havasati vanatsova nechokwadi nazvo nokuti vanhu vakanga vavhunduka vasati vatanga kuuya
mumwe mutyairi wemabhazi valavhumao shumba vachitaura vari parunhare musouth africa nablessing zulu westudio 7 sangano rinoona nezvekufambiswa kwesarudzo munyika rezimbabwe electoral commission kana kuti zec rinoti riri kutadza kunyoresa vanhu vachada kuvhota musarudzo dza2018 nechikonzero chekushaya mari mutemo unosungira kuti zec inge ichinyoresa vavhoti panguva dzose asi pari zvino zec inoti iri kunyoresa vavhoti panenge paita sarudzo dzeby election chete zec inotizve kana yatanga gadziriro resarudzo dza2018 ichange ichikurudzira zvikuru sei vechidiki pamwe chete nemadzimai kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo vemasangano akazvimirira oga vanoti kutadza kwezec kunyoresa vanhu uku chinhu chisina kunaka sezvo chichidzosera utongo hwejekerere kumashure mutungamiri mukomo westudio 7 abata mukuru mukuru wezec amai Rita Makarau
pari zvino voter registration iri kuitika uko kwatinenge tine by election whether it be local authority kana kuti constituency tiri kuita voter registration ikoko just before a by election hatisati taakuita country wide nekuti tanga tichifungidzira kuti tichatanga kuita yatiri kuti biometric voter registration inoreva kuti tinge taakumidha system itsva pane yatanga tichishandisa iko zvino yatinozorola out nationwide tanga tiri kutsvaga mari kunzwa kuti treasury yedu inokwanisa here kutipa mari yekuti tiite biometric voter registration nekutsvagawo mari kune avo vangangokwanisa kutibatsira tanga tisati tawana mari iyoyo yekuti tiite voter registration country wide
saka nyaya yebiometric voter registration apa ndiyo yanyatsomisa urongwa uhwu
hatingati ndiyo yanyatsomisa urongwa uyu kuda kwedu kwanga kuri kwekuti tiite biometric voter registration tisati tasvika pasarudzo dza2018 saka dai kuri kuti tawana mari taibva tangotanga biometric voter registration kubvira pari nhasi kusvika tasvika 2018 iye zvino tichiri kushandisa manual system yaishandiswa navamudede nekuti hatisati takwanisa kuchinja kubva kumanual system iye kuti tiende kubiometric hatisati ane mari yekutenga zvekushandisa
saka dambudziko apa raita nderemari
nderemari dambudziko guru redu nderemari pari zvino
ko urongwa hwekuongodzidzisawo veruzhinji nenyaya dzekuvhota pane zviri kuitika
hongu kana tichiita by election yega yega tinotumira vanhu vedu vanoenda kunodzidzisa vanhu vamwe vanoenda door to door vachifamba vachidzidzisa vanhu nezveelection inenge ichiuya iyoyo vachivapa yatinoti voter information muchanovhotera kupi macandidates enyu ndevapi nomination court ichagara papi zvakangodaro zvakare nekunyaya yekushayika kwemari tiri kungoita voter education apo panenge paine by election hatisi kuita continuous voter education takatarisira 2018 hatisati tatanga
amai Rita Makarau vanhu vemukuru mukuru webazi rezimbabwe electoral commission vachitaura parunhare namutungamiri mukomo westudio 7 vari muHarare vana chiremba vanoti havasi kufara nedanho rakatorwa nehurumende rekuendesa mberi mazuva avo ekutambira mihoro izvo zvoita kuti varonge kusangana nemusi wechishanu kuti varwane masoro pagwara rekutora vachienda mberi mutungamiri wesangano ravana chiremba reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Dr. Fortune Nyamande, vanoti hurumende yakatora danho iri isina kugara navo pasi sezvakawiriranwa, uye vanoti urongwa hwekuti vashandi vari muboka rezveutano ndo vanopedzisira nguva yose kuwana mihoro unovakanganisa pabasa ravo. Taita hurukuro naDr. Nyamande pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu sana chiremba tiri kushoropodza zvikuru danho rakaitwa nehurumende rekuchinja mapedi edu. Tinonyanya kushoropodza nenyaya yekuti pakutanga zvinhu zvakaitwa tisina kuwirirana. Takazongoona zvakubuda kumapepa zvichinzi mapedi edu emuna June avamowo muna July. Chechipiri ototi isusu sekita yedu yatinobva health sector isekita yekuti tinoofa maservices atinodari life saving. Saka chiremba kana mukoti hakwanisi kutorovha kubasa kumaminiti mashoma shoma nhau yekuti ashaya mari yebasi kana kuti afi avanake vasina chekubata kumba. Saka tinoti danho rakaitwa risina consultation danho rakaitwa risina kunyatsoudzamisa pfungwa kuti vatarise kuti masekta aya akasiyana siyana. Saka hatiri kuzvishoropodza zvikuru. Uye chechitatu chekuti hationi chikonzero chekuti vana chiremba veizvo nehealth sector kuti madays aya achinjwa achiiswa kumberi uku tichiona mamwe mashandisiro vanenge ari kuitwa mari nevakurukota vehurumende nemamember of parliament nekwakawanda wanda tinoonde mari dziri kungoshandiswa. MP Manyowani vane vari kutenderwa moto. Saka zvinozonzi mari yedu yemapei yapera inenge yamboendepi. Saka isusu takatsamwa zvikuru zvekuti hazvina kutambirwa neconstituency yedu.
Saka mune matanho amuchatora here ekupikisa danho iri?
Pari zvino chandinobvunza ndechekuti vana chiremba vawirirana kuti vachasangana musi weFriday. Pavachaita mameetings kumativi manaini akasiyana-siyana kwavari kuti vauye neresolution yekuti way forward ndeipi. Asi maonero andirikuzviita handione zviri kuzotambirwa nana chiremba kuti vachazotambira seyavo muna July.
Tingati here hurumende haisi kukoshesa boka renyu?
Ndo zvazvinotoreva ka. Kana uchiti munhu unorapa vanhu nepakati peusiku nesvondo nepakrisimasi nepaindependence munemo tinotambira pekupedzisira zvinotongoradza kuti hapana kukosheswa kuri kuitwa ana chiremba muno munyika. Muchitarisa ana chiremba vakaitwa munemo Essential Services Act.
Avanga vari mutungamiri weZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Dr. Fortune Nyamande, vari parunare muHarare. Zvichakadaro, rimwe sangano revarairidzi reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti harioni nhengo dzaro dzichikwanisa kuramba dzichienda kubasa kutanga svondo rinouya sezvo dzisisina mari dzekufambisa. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vataka wafira Zhou vaudza Studio 7 kuti mari dzakatambirwa nevarairidzi mwedzi wapera dzaikwanisa kungovararamisa kusvika panopera svondo rino. Direct from Washington. Chikwata chevechidiki chinozivikanwa nezita rekuti Occupy Movement of Zimbabwe, icho chinosanganisira masangano evechidiki akawanda, chinoti nhasi chatadza kuita musangano wachinoita zuva nezuva manheru oga oga sezvo panga paine mota dzemapurisa anodzivirira mhirizhonga dzanga dzakamiswa panzvimbo yavanosangana yeAfrica Unity Square. Chirongwa ichi chiri kuzivikanwa nezita rinonzi #5-6 apo vanosangana apo vesangano iri vari kuita misangano neveruzhinji muAfrica Unity Square pakati penguva dza5 na6 manheru oga oga. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko mugungano iri muzvare Linda Masarira vanoti nezuro vakarohwa nemapurisa uye nhasi havasokwanisa kugara zvakanaka. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yavaita naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Mazuva ano tikuita programu inonzi #5-6 yatinoungana panguva dza5 kusvika kuma6 tichidzidzisana semayouth nekuona kuti tingafambira mberi sei nekuti hurumende yedu itinzwe. Naizvozvo tanga tiri kufanirwa kusangana zvakare zuva ranhasi asi mangwanani kuma10 mapurisa nemauto emuno muZimbabwe vanga vatoisa mawater cannon paAfrica Unity Square ipapo. Saka pataona mawater cannon iwaya tatoona kuti vari kuda kuedza ratidzira kuti vari kutoda kudistipa programu yedu iyoyo muzuva ranhasi. Saka tabva taendawo kumagweta edu tikanofailawo an agent licence application against police brutality. Saka naizvozvo tabva tapiwawo advice nemagweta kuti chimirirai judgment yobva pacourt application yozoenderera mberi nechirongwa. Saka zuva ranhasi tabva tahauta veri tikumirira kuudzwa kuti haicourt vachati chii nekuita
kuita kuita makurita imunonziva.
Zvii zvakaitika kwamuri nezuro tinonzwa kuti imi nevamwe vanga vari imomo pane zvakaitika?
Nezuro takakutoona meya manyaita program yeruchina katopedza vanhu vakutofamba vachienda. Isu vatungamiri takatongosara zvekuti tinomhaika kunzwisa kuti zvaitika tii patakatizirina ndiprezident. Ndopakauya riot kuti takasara tiri 8 nduti vate pasi savata pasi takavhumburudzwa kurohwa chaiko. Vatitaura kuti nokuda kuzvika makomuredzi nini. Saka isusuwo sevanhu vari kuziva kuti tiri mustruggle tina kubatikana nazvo takatorobva tatosimbaradzwa kutoona kuti zvatiri kuita zvine mupindo nekuti ivo vanenge vakatotumwa kuti edzai kuita kuti vanhu havasaite. Zvakare tichitoona kuti kutirova kwavari kuita vari kuda kuedza kuti vaya vachada kuya kuzotikuta varegedze kuuya vachiti kunorohwa vanhu ndizvo zvatoita kuti tiende kumai kumatare muno munyika kutinoti aiwaka. Izvi zvaakuitwa nemakomiti emuno muzimbabwe achitipa mutemo. Mutemo upi waakushanda mukati menyika yedu? Asi tiri kuti ticharamba tichisimbaradza kuti vamugabe nehurumende yavo vatinyarewo sevana vezimbabwe vambosuduruka pachigaro nekuti ivo vatadza.
Avanga vari muzvare Linda Masarira vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko mugungano reOccupy Movement of Zimbabwe vachitaura paRonare muHarare naMaflas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Bato reMDCT rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekufora pamwe nekuratidzira muguta remutare mudunhu reManicaland wave kuzoitwa nemusi wechina svondo rino kwete nemugovera sezvanga zvamboziviswa. Mutauriri weMDCT Vaobert Gutu vanoti izvi zvaitwa nekuda kwemhinduro yavakawana kubva kumapurisa ayo vanoti avazivisa kuti zuva remugovera rakanga rakumbirwa kare nebato reZANU-PF kuti riitewo urongwa hwaro. Vagutu vanoti sebato rinoziva maitiro emapurisa pamwe nebato reZANU-PF arione paine dambudziko pakushandurwa kwemazuva uku sezvo vachigara vakagadzirira. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Musi wechishanu kana kuti musi womugovera svondo rapera iro mapurisa vakabva vafonera kana kunyora tsamba kuvakuru vedu veprovhinsi yokumanicaland vachivaudza kuti hazvichaiti kuti muite demonstration yenyu musi womugovera musi wa25 June nokuti vezanu vakanga vatokumbiravo zuva iroro. Hameno programu yavanoti vanayo here yezvemastand emayouth nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vakati vezanu vakakutangirai kunyora tsamba. Vakanyora tsamba musi wa8 June vachitizivisa. Saka takaona kuti uku kungozama kutivhiringa. Tikati kuti tisanetsana navo takuzoita hedu isu demo yedu musi wechina svondo rino.
Tichiona kuti musi wechina izuva repakati pesvondo vazhinji vanhu vanenge vari kumabasa nekubatikana munoona here muchizowana uwandu hwevanhu vamava muchitarisira dai maita uri mugovera?
Ndoni pachiita dambudziko jonga. Ndofunga unozviziva iwe kuti pari zvino vanhu vari kumabasa muZimbabwe vashoma. Tose tangova marovha, tangova veself job, tangova mavhenda. Ukarangarira iwe demo yokutanga yatakaita muno muguta raHarare takaiita pari pakati pesvondo asi pakaita uwandu hwevanhu hwaityisa huchinakidza. Saka handimboni zvangu kuti pangaita dambudziko hongu vanoda kuti vativhiringe asi tinoziva kuti hapana kwavanosvika nguva yakwana.
Totarisawo iyo gadziriro pane zvamungati here tatichati tichapedzisa musi wechina kana uri musi wechishanu zvamaa kutadza kupedzisa zvingatarisa kuti urongwa hwenyu huenderere mberi?
Chakanakira bato redu reMDC jonga tinoziva kuti tiri kudhina nechipuka chinonzi ZANU-PF, chipuka chinochinja mavara. Saka tototamba takachenjera.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDCT Vaobert Gutu vari paRonare muHarare neStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa6065 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Dare re International Criminal Court ratongera vaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeDRC vaJohn Perry Bemba kugara mujeri kwemakore gumi nemasere mushure mekubatwa nemhosva dzehondo dzinosanganisa kubatwa chibharo kwevanhu kupondwa nedzimwe nyaya dzakaitika munyika yeCentral African Republic. Mutongi weICC amai Silvia Stena vekuBrazil vati Bemba akatadza kudzora mauto ake aiita mabasa ekuponda nekubata chibharo nekudaro akabatsira mukuchikora kwekodzero dzevanhu. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Gavhuna weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe, Dr. John Mangudya, vanoti Zimbabwe yakwanisa kuwana mari dzinodiwa kuti ibhadhare mari dzemitero dziri kuiswa pachikwerete chayo kana kuti maarias. Zimbabwe ine chikwerete chinosvika mabhiriyoni gumi kusanganisa mitero yekutadza kubhadhara iye kana kuti maarias anosvika bhiriyoni imwe chete nemazara masere kana kuti $1.8 billion. Mari iyi inonzi iri kuda kubhadharwa kumabhanga akaita seIMF, World Bank, Paris Club, African Development Bank nedzimwe nyika. Kutadza kubhadhara mari iyi kwapa kuti pashaye anokweretesa Zimbabwe mari zvopa kuti upfumi huende kumawere. Dr. Mangudya vanoti vari kukwereta mari kune mamwe masangano nemutero uri pasi kuti vabhadhare chikwerete ichi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata Dr. Mangudya.
Chongwa chekubhadhara mari yazi $1.8 billion ku the international financial institutions anosanganisira na World Bank, ADB ne IMF chikomba zvakanaka. Totarisa kuti muna September tichanga tichibhadhara mari idzodzo kuita kuti Zimbabwe inga yaite izet access ku new money from those institutions. Mari iyoyo yakakosha zvikuru kuita kuti tisenyika pamugwaro wakanaka wemari dzekunze kwenyika.
Mukatudza kuti chikwereti ichi Zimbabwe iri kubhadhara sei chaizvo?
Tiri kutsvaga mari kune ma-institutions tangati nzira nawo mazuva ose kubva muna 1990s zvipanongwa dzino. Saka iyo ma-institutions iyo vachatibatsira kutsvaga mari iyoyo kugobhadhara chikwereti ichocho. Interest yavo iri lower than interest yetu kubhadhara iko zvinoizvi kumalonzi iwo.
Ndeapi masangano amuri kutaura amuri kushanda nawaya?
Ndiye muAfrica muno etoshanda nawo.
Ndiana ADB nana Afri-Exim Bank here kana kuti?
ADB ndiyo imwe yacho inofa kubhadhara mari yayo, saka haingatipi mari kuti ibhadhare. Saka haisiri ADB. ADB ndiimwe kambani inofa kubhadhara mari, saka iyoyo mari haingatipi mari iyoyo. Ana afisimbenge angangoita iye.
Kota anchinzwawo kuti manga muchimbotaurana na Algeria icho kwadi here ichi?
Handizivi kuti iyo information yabva kupi iyoyo. Ndinongoziva kuti taitaura nemamwe ma institutions atadhila nawo zvemaawezana Algeria kutonzwa nemimwe.
Saka kuri kuti mari iyo yawanikwa maarias acho yaya abhadharwa kana kuti mitero iri pazvikwereti zvinozobatsira nyika sei?
Pakuti izvo Zimbabwe inonga isina chikwerete inewo ma institutions ava. Saka zvore kuti izotengwa takupuwa mari ine mutengo uripa wakaderera zvikuru yakati wandei kuita kuti nyika iende mberi nemaprograms ekuteresa station economy.
Asika tiri kuona kuti Zimbabwe yanga yamboti ichakwanisa kubhadhara muna kubvumbi kana kuti muna April ikazoti muna June munomu kana kuti muna chikumi ikakundikana. Chii chachinja apa chekuti ingakwanise kubhadhara muna September?
Hatina kukundikana kana wani. Hatina kukundikana. It's wrong impression. My meetings ADB ne World Bank ari muna September. Ndiyo panokaima ma board meetings awo. Ndiyo anoita approve kuti bhadhara mari dzavo ipopo chinge wasangana. Saka it's ma meetings awo ekuADB na World Bank aripo muna September, noti isusu kuti akatadza kubhadhara.
Tiri kuona kuti mune chikwata cheIMF chiri munyika. Ndo dzimwe nyaya dzamuri kutaura nezvadzo here idzi?
Hongu chokwadi, ehe.
Makatosangana nawo?
Takasangana nawo ende achitichosangana futi.
Pane misangano yakamboitwa here mazuva apera aya yenyaya idzodzi dzakanangana nekubhadhara zvikwereti?
Iye msangano wakabva kuitwa nevanhu vese takaita kuZambia musa 27 May. Wakasanganisa mai vese mana ADB World Bank neIMF nemadevelopment partners acho vese tikabvumirana kuti chingwa chakanaka chekuMarias. Saka ihungu wanga uri kumusangano kuZambia.
Governor of Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangujga vari parunare muHarare na Blessing Zulu Studio 7.
Tinokutambira vateereri muchirongwa chedu pinda imudariro. Chatinotara nevechidiki ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi tina Simbarashe Chikonye achatiudza nyaya yake kuti akapinda sei mukuimba zvechikristu. Wakadi hako Simba?
Aiwa ndiripo hangu ini.
Kuchina kwako kwauri kugara kwakadi?
Aiwa hatiri kuita tichingoshanda mbichana mbichana but hakuri right.
Saka wakatanga sei kuimba zvechikristu?
Ndaingoimba wose vamwe asi ndakangonzwa pandai rekodha chisto ndainzwa kuti aiwa hazvisi kunyatso ndinzwa kunge ndiri kutengesa Mwari. Ndainzwa kunge zvandiri kuimba hazvisi kuratidzira kuti ndiri munhu akaita sei. Ndaitofunga kuti ko pandoita vana kana vakateerera ziyo dzandiri kuimba ivo vachanzwa sei kana vane Mwari dzavo kauti kana vakura vachati baba anga ari munhu angaita sei.
Tipei mafungiro ako pamusoro penziyo dziri kuimbwa echikristu muZimbabwe.
Nziyo dzacho hadzonakidza asi inini nziyo dzandaiteerera kuimba kwavaiita kwaindinakidza. Kuimba kwerap pomanje manzi dzechikristu dzakafanana dzadzisinganakidziwo so ini ndikafunga kuti ndingaimbe nziyo dzingasinganakidzwe ne gospel ikanwa muZimbabwe.
Unoda kuudza vechidiki kuti chii?
Ndaudza kuti muupenyu Mwari ngaite wekutanga muupenyu wemunhu wese. Paunodero zvinhu zvese zvinobva zvanaka. This a big joke, but that's what we talk. They say you know Jesus like he a big hoax. They tone is uneven, just like chicken pox. Don't buy what they selling, it's an empty beautiful box. So that you let go, 10 girls in 2 holes. Boys turn to fools, so enchanted by loose bras. They hide the truth though, want us all in a hell hole. No human rights with God, bro, that last line for K-Fo. Goma Simba, tunu da unzwa. Ma imbiro enyu, hendi tun.
Vachidiki muripo here. Vachidiki muripo here. Simba, uya, tinzwe, hende.
Rudo ramwari rinotapira. Chero, aripo ndichamutambira. Chero, ndinazvo ndozanchapiwa. Chero, zvikashata zvichanaka. Chero.
Ava vanga vari mukoma Simba Chikonye. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Muchirongwa chedu, pindai mudariro.
Chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kuridziro iri kupiwa nemasangano akawanda ekuti vechidiki vanyorese kuvhota. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318 tokufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera ragai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Governor weRBZ Dr. John Mangujga vanoti Zimbabwe yawana mari yekubhadhara mitero pazvikwerete kana kuti maarias emari inosvika bhiriyoni imwe chete nemamiriyoni mazana masere yezvikwerete zvekunze. Vana chiremba vanoti havasi kufara nedanho rehurumende rekuvandudza mazuva avo ekutambiriswa mari dzemihoro. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvopisirwa bhazi nekubirwa mhirizhonga iri kuitika muPretoria kuSouth Africa. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti musaenda kure, tibatane munhau dzechirungu ini naMavelas Muhlanganya uye. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Panzi, what did this a panzi? As in funny, the most good a panzi.
As in funny, what did this as in funny?
Dozens of Zimbabweans are caught up in political violence that has flared up in South Africa. We have the latest in tonight's bulletin.
The majority of people who are of employable age are actually self-employed. They're either vendors, they're either cross-border vendors, or they're just doing their own thing. So just like we did a very successful demonstration in Harare.
The MDCT says it has brought forward to this Thursday its demonstration that had been scheduled for Saturday in Mutare.
Why is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission failing to register new voters? Studio 7 has an exclusive interview with the Electoral Commission boss, Rita Makarau.
We are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
And here in the United States, a British man was arrested at a Donald Trump rally. Wait till you hear what he wanted to do to the Republican presidential candidate.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabweans traveling to South Africa and those staying there have been caught up in a fierce election-related violence that has erupted in South Africa's governing capital city of Pretoria ahead of local government elections on the 3rd of August this year. Disgruntled members of the ruling African National Congress, ANC, went on a rampage blocking roads and burning buses, including an Eagoliner bus that was carrying 21 Zimbabweans heading to Johannesburg. Benedict Slapo reports from Johannesburg.
The 21 Zimbabwean passengers lost all their belongings when their bus was blocked and looted by the angry protesters just outside Pretoria on Tuesday morning. After the looting, the protesters set the Eagoliner bus on fire, leaving only frames to tell the tale. Angry members of the ruling ANC in three Pretoria suburbs of Mamelodi, Atteridgeville and Hammanskraal brought the three suburbs to a standstill starting Monday night. They were protesting against the ANC's decision to sideline the current mayor, Hosientso Spukla Ramakgoba, by electing a new mayoral candidate, Thoko Didiza, to contest the coming elections. Roads were blockaded with burning tires, stones and all sorts of rubbish, leaving thousands of people stranded. About 23 buses and several cars were burnt. A woman protester who masked herself before talking to the media said they will keep Pretoria on fire until ANC withdraws the name of Didiza and replace her with their preferred candidate, Ramakgoba.
We are sitting in the RDP houses, and now Sputa is helping us with everything. And now they want to take Sputa away from us. We said, Panzi, what did these are Panzi? As in funny, the most Sputa can be.
As in funny, what did these are funny?
Journalists were also not spared by these protesters. Some were insulted while others had their cell phones forcibly taken and pictures of the protesters deleted. Lenyaro Selo is a reporter with ENCA, a private television station in South Africa.
There was about 15 men who jumped out of the vehicle. They got to our cars, banging all the cars that were around that circle near Shell Garage, pushing us out, telling us to get out. Nobody's allowed to be in Atteridgeville. Nobody's allowed to get out.
Police had to use rubber bullets to disperse numerous groups of protesters who stoned passing cars and looted shops owned by foreign nationals. Pretoria Metro Police spokesperson Isaac Mahamba on Tuesday midday described the situation as serious, but said the police were doing their best to bring calm to the affected areas.
Most of the streets are barricaded. All the streets that are leading into the CBD have been blocked with burning or barricaded objects. We just received reports that buses have also been banned, and we are investigating that, yes, there could be a possibility that there is criminal elements involved in all this.
Meanwhile, An ANC member who was shot last week over the mayoral candidate issue died in hospital. The ANC has distanced itself from the violent protests, describing them as the work of criminals. The government has also condemned the destruction of property in the area and is calling on law enforcement agencies to bring those responsible to book. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.
The MDCT says it has brought forward to this Thursday its protest march that had been scheduled for Saturday in Mutare, Manicaland province, after police said Saturday had earlier been booked by ZANU-PF. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says as a party they are not disturbed by the change in dates because this is typically how the ZANU-PF treats them. Gutu told Studio 7 that they are ready to flood the eastern city and they know that despite the change of date, their supporters will still come out in their thousands to register their displeasure at the way the country is being run by President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF government.
I can confirm that the police approached our provincial executive in Manicaland late last week and advised them that Saturday, the 25th of June, was no longer suitable for the holding of our demonstration because ZANU-PF had earlier booked or earlier notified the police that they have an event in the city of Mutare. We know that this is just one of the usual ploys, tactics that are used by the ZANU-PF regime to try to frustrate us, to try to discourage us, to try to break our spirit. But we have been in the game long enough. We are ready to go. And I can confirm that we are indeed going to proceed with our demonstration on Thursday, June the 23rd, in the beautiful city of Mutare.
Thursday is a midweek day. Do you see many people joining your march?
Of course, Jonga. Look, how many people are formally employed in Zimbabwe at the moment? Very few. The majority of people who are of employable age are actually self-employed. They're either vendors, they're either cross-border vendors, or they're just doing their own thing. So just like we did a very successful demonstration in Harare during the midweek, where thousands of people turned up, we are pretty confident that come this Thursday in Mutare, we are going to have no less than 10,000 people descending in the city of Mutare.
Has this sudden change of deaths affected your plans in any way?
Not exactly, because we knew that we are dealing with a very wily creature in the form of the ZANU-PF regime. We are ready.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu in Harare with Studio 7.
Occupy Africa Movement, a grouping of youth activists who have renamed their campaign hashtag 5-6, under which they meet daily from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. to address different issues affecting the country, say they failed to meet today as there were riot police water cannons parked in the area they usually converge at Africa Unity Square, which they have renamed Zamara Square. Spokesperson Linda Masarira says the grouping has filed an urgent High Court application against police brutality following today's show of power and an incident that happened last night where some of their members were allegedly assaulted by the police. Masarira tells us more on the issue.
After being released from remand prison, we re-strategized after realizing that the state wanted to attack us during the night time, where there would be no witnesses, etc., to the underhand dealings that they were doing, which are not constitutional and that are very illegal. So we decided to come up with a program as to 5-6, where we'd have dialogue with the youth of Zimbabwe, making our way forward and how to overcome these social things that this government is perpetrating on us. Today, around 10 a.m., we passed through the square and realized that they had deployed water cannons there, went to our lawyers, and we have applied for an urgent High Court application against police brutality. So today, after the advice we got from our legal advisors, they have postponed the program until the ruling from the High Court is out so that we proceed without police interference.
So what's the way forward now?
The way forward forward now is we're going to continue with our program as soon as we get our High Court ruling, which we are very confident to be ruled in our favor, as the actions of the police are illegal and uncalled for.
And also, there was an incident yesterday. What happened?
Yesterday, we successfully held our 5-6 program, and Mayor Manyanini came in solidarity. As soon as we had left, and other people had left, when we were preparing just to round up as the leaders of the movement, riot police came, and the weather was to lie on our stomachs. They thoroughly burst into battle speak, and as they speak, we are actually not in battle with all. But we remain unbroken. We remain undeterred. We are committed immediately to this cause, and we fight on until the results we want are achieved. This is just a ploy by the government of Zimbabwe to try and break us, but we remain unbroken. They are trying to send a message to other individuals, contemplating joining us, not to join us. They are trying to instill fear in people, and I just keep on urging people to come and join in this working cause to fight for a better Zimbabwe.
That was Occupy Movement of Zimbabwe spokesperson Linda Masarira speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Meanwhile, police reportedly blocked a protest march that was organized by the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA, in Harare. Leaders of NERA, who had gone to collect a police clearance letter from Harare Central Police Station, were kept waiting for more than an hour and a half, and when they decided to go ahead with the march, they found Africa Unity Square, where the march was supposed to start, swarming with police and water cannons.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us later today as we discuss efforts by non-governmental organizations and some political parties to urge youth to register to vote ahead of the 2018 national elections.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it is failing to register new voters at any given time in lockstep with the country's laws because it has no money. Critics say the failure to keep the process open is jeopardizing thousands of potential voters. Given its dire straits, ZEC only registers new voters where there are by-elections. Electoral Commission boss Rita Makarau tells Studio 7 reporter Ntungamili Nkomo in an exclusive interview they are hoping for a change before the 2018 general polls.
Voter registration should be continuous in terms of our laws, but it is not continuous because we are thinking of changing our system to the current manual voter registration system, to a biometric voter registration system, which will entail that we need to procure equipment for biometric voter registration. So before that decision is finally made, we have decided that we will only do voter registration in those constituencies or wards which are in which we are conducting a by-election.
So is the problem here money or the biometric system that you are still waiting for?
Well, the problem mainly is resources. We would want to go biometric, full biometric, but we don't have the funds at the moment to procure the necessary equipment and to roll out the program nationwide.
How much resources do you have so far for the 2018 election?
Well, we have not even submitted a budget yet for the 2018 elections. We are simply submitting budgets now for any by-elections that are occurring. And as you know, we have had quite a number of by-elections to fill in seats vacated by councillors who are leaving office. Some are retiring, some are dying, and some seats in constituencies. So we have not even started submitting a budget for 2018 as we speak.
And what's the likelihood of you securing the biometric system before the election?
It's very high. The signals that we are getting from government and from our sponsors will be cooperating is that they are likely to support us.
In terms of voter trends, how would you characterize the participation of young people in elections?
We have not done a study as yet of the by-elections that we've conducted this year, so I'll not be able to give you a definitive answer. But we anticipate that as we go towards 2018, the youth and women are some of the groups that would really want to target so that they fully participate in the 2018 elections.
That was Zimbabwe Electoral Commission boss Rita Makarao speaking in an exclusive interview with Studio 7 reporter Ntungameli Nkomo from Harare.
Coming up,
government has temporarily reversed the ban on the importation of some commodities following protests at the Bidebridge border post.
But cross-border traders want a total scrapping of the statutory instrument that allows the embargo.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
A British man was arrested Saturday in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service say was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Afghanistan's Taliban claimed responsibility for taking 27 passengers hostage in the south of the country Tuesday in a latest incident of mass kidnapping.
The International Criminal Court has sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to 18 years in prison for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has temporarily suspended the implementation of the statutory instrument that sought to ban the importation of commodities such as milk, cooking oil, cereals, office furniture, and building materials, among other goods, following heavy protests at the Bidebridge border post yesterday. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Zimra officials say the temporary suspension was to allow consultations between Zimra, the Ministry of Industry and Commerce, and other stakeholders, according to the state-controlled Herald newspaper. Meanwhile, some cross-border traders told Studio 7 that they were unhappy with the government's ban, in which the state invoked a statutory instrument that was gazetted in 1974 by the Rhodesian government of Ian Douglas Smith, who wanted to use it to counter sanctions that were imposed by Britain and her allies after Smith made a unilateral declaration of independence from the colonial master. One such trader is Tarisai Grace Mariwo, who says importing the commodities was now a source of livelihood.
I am very concerned about what is happening. This ban has definitely affected the lives of every single citizen, because we are surviving on the cross-border trade. We are surviving on buying and selling, because our country does not have the capacity to support its members. It does not have the capacity to support its citizens, because our industries are dead. So there is no way that we can survive on our own. Other things that are not even basic commodities or food, like steel fabrication, there is no capacity in this country. There are no raw materials. But they want to give special licenses to the big guys so that they can import those raw materials and beef up the pockets, while our pockets continue shrinking and shrinking. It's not fair. We need justice.
Mario's sentiments were echoed by Israel Mabowo, chairperson of the Harare Metropolitan Residents Forum, or HAMREF.
I would specifically say we are looking at an economy which is far below in terms of production. And you'd find that we've got high level of unemployment, and all the people are doing is, for them, people who are eking out a living, trying to look for ways of how to survive. But we find our own government, elected by people, impeding the ways to livelihoods. So we are saying, where is the logic? How do they expect people to survive in a country which is highly unemployed, with high employment as we are at the moment? So we are saying instead of supporting that, we should be moving forward.
Chairperson of the Coalition of Traders Associations, Sten Zorwadza, who is also the board chairperson of the National Vendors Union, addressed some traders at Roodepoort in Harare today who were making their way to South Africa. Zorwadza said it was now time for government to reconsider its decision because many people were now surviving on importing those commodities for resale.
We have had enough of trouble by being abused by the government, by people who are supposed to protect us. The Zimbabwean borders are being abused and protected for those who are richly getting incomes from the corrupt actions of office officials of Zimra. And at this point we are saying enough is enough and that must not be allowed to continue to happen.
Zorwadza said it was also unlawful for the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority officials to confiscate the imported goods at the country's border posts.
The constitution spells very clearly that these people who are trading in foreign currency have the freedom to do so on section 64. But you see someone else comes down and harass them. Those who are crossing the borders have the freedom to move with the goods freely. Zimbabwe is not producing. Our production level is very low. We cannot expect to feed all Zimbabweans with the little that we are producing in the country. And we must not allow the government to continue to streamline and cut all those contributory processes that assist citizens. We are saying no to it, and we are clearly demanding that the government must address its issues. The government is responsible for the failure of the economy, and our economy is at comatose. And this should be the government's responsibility to correct that economy. It should not be a citizens' responsibility. Now they are turning around. They want to blame those who are struggling to survive. We are saying no to it.
Thousands of people who lost their jobs are now relying on buying goods from neighboring countries, especially South Africa, and the ban, if re-enacted, will affect them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe says its members may down tools soon because of the deferment of their June salaries. The teachers say they will not be able to go back to work because they no longer have any money. Doctors also say they are not happy with the shifting of civil servants' pay dates by the government without being first consulted, as was previously agreed by both parties. Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande says the move by their employer is illegal because there is a sit-down framework which requires that they sit down and negotiate before decisions are unilaterally made. The government last week announced that it was shifting civil servants' June pay dates to end of the month and mid-July because of lack of funds. Doctors and the rest of the civil servants will now get paid on July 14th, a development Nyamande says is not welcome. He tells Studio 7 that doctors throughout the country are meeting this Friday to map the way forward.
Our response is that this is clearly offside. The employer has gone offside. This is not allowed. This is illegal, actually. Because, you know, there are frameworks where in government we sit down and we negotiate on matters pertaining to salaries of health workers. And this was done outside, you know, those frameworks of consultation. I think, you know, we've heard the government saying before all decisions should be done in a consultative manner. And, you know, we're now saying, who do they consult before they publish those dates? We only woke up to saw them in the newspapers, in the televisions. It was really not in good taste. We don't see any reason why our pay date should be moved to 14 July. We are an essential service. The Constitution agrees with that. And surely, if we're an essential service, why would we be paid less?
Are you going to contest this arrangement?
What I can say for now is that doctors countrywide are going to be meeting on Friday to deliberate and come up with a way forward. But I do not foresee them accepting this arrangement.
That was Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande in Harare.
Women of Dominion International, an organization working to help alleviate the plight of people living with albinism in the country, says they are now working with local companies to produce affordable sunscreen that will adequately help with those living with the condition. Speaking at the end of an interdenominational conference of Zimbabwean women, which ended in Delaware on Sunday, Project Director Dr. Natsai Zhou said her organization will now partner with local experts to produce sunscreens locally. A woman living with albinism, Spelile Mashingaidze, told Studio 7 she welcomes the move as sunscreens and other skin medications she requires are currently getting unaffordable. Efforts to get comment from a medical doctor who works with those living with albinism were fruitless. Zhou tells us more on her organization progress on production of skin medication used for those living with albinism.
Right now, we are focusing on people living with albinism. And in the past, we've been asking our delegates to bring sunscreens, sun hats, and sunglasses for this population back home. But then recently, we just discovered that the sunscreens that we've been sending back home are really made for Caucasian people and not for African people. We have different skin to begin with, but people with albinism in Africa are affected differently by the sun and the altitude and the environment back home in Africa. So the sunscreens they are using, they don't prevent cancer, most of them, because they are, if you see them, they'll say UVB protection, which prevents sunburn, and actually it allows sun tanning because that's what Caucasians want, and they also do not have moisture because they want to go swimming. But we need moisture in people living with albinism, and we also need a broad spectrum. So because of that, what we're wanting to do right now, Women of Dominion is looking into working with somebody locally in Zimbabwe to develop and distribute sunscreens for people that are effective for people living with albinism.
So have you made any inroads so far?
Yes, we are on the pre-phase. We're working with a gentleman called Dr. Joey Chifamba. He's a pharmacist. He has actually developed one. He did one several years ago, and I think it was acknowledged in Zimbabwe. But he hasn't made any forward steps because of, you know, finances, of course, and trying to find ways to disseminate it. He does distribute it on an individual basis from his pharmacy. So he has done a little bit, but we want to see how we can work with them to get this sunscreen that he developed, because we were looking into developing our own or finding someone to help us developing our own. But I think if we partner with him, with what he already has, we can go further with that. So we are in negotiations and trying to figure out a partnership that's comfortable for both
of us. How many people living with albinism are you assisting currently?
Right now, we've been working with ALCOS. It's an organization just outside of Harare. It has about 800 people living with albinism, and about 300 of those are children. So that's an organization headed by Ms. Loveness Mainato, who herself has 5 kids living with albinism. So that's what initiated her getting this organization put together.
That was Women of Dominion Project Director Dr. Natsai Zhou speaking with Studio 7 from Delaware in the United States.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts of the Youth Connection will be talking with listeners about youth voter registration.
If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Dozens of Zimbabweans are caught up in political violence that has flared up in South Africa.
The MDCT says it has brought forward to this Thursday its demonstration that had been scheduled for Saturday in Mutare.
And the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is failing to register new voters.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Praxidis Jeremiah. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night. We'll be right back.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili emhla ka 21 enhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ng Praxedes Jeremiah endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
We said phansi ngodidiza phansi asimfuni ukuthi akhambini
asimfuni ukuthi ngodidiza asimfuni.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithekelela kwele South Africa zitshiselwe ibhasi ngemva kokuba zona lezihlala khona zizibone seziphakathi kokuhlukunyezwa kudlakela oluphathelane lezombusazo oluqhamuke ePretoria.
Abakhokheli bahulumende yibo abathatha izinto mahara. Ungakhangela uchophisi isupermarket ka Vice President Mboko balokhu bethatha izinto mahara bengabhatali duty kodwa bayalisa abanye abantu ukuthi bathathe izinto kodwa elizweni kungela misebenzi yokuthi abantu bakwanise ukugcina imuli zabo. Iyo indlela ade besebenza ngayo yona leyo eyokuthi bayethatha izinto ngale bebuye bethengisa begcina izimuli zabo.
Abaphila ngokuthengisa phansi komanyano we-Coalition of Traders Association basola kakubi inyathelo likahulumende lokuvimba ukungena kwenye impahla evela phandle kwelizwe. Amalungiselelo okukhumbula umoyo owayengumsekeli kamongameli uDokotela Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo obulawayo asefike esibangeni esiphezulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithekelela kwele South Africa lezihlala khona zizibone seziphakathi kokuhlukunyezwa kudlakela oluphathelane lezombusazwe oluqhamuke edolobheni lePretoria khona ngale ngase South Africa ngesikhathi leli lizwe lilungiselela ukhetho lwezabelo mhla ka 3 Ncwabakazi. Amalunga ebandla elibusayo le African National Congress ANC adale umonakalo omkhulu kuguqela lokutshiswa kwebhasi ebivela eZimbabwe e-Eagoliner. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
AbeZimbabwe abangamathuma amabili lanye abebegade ibhasi ye-Eagoliner bathathelwe konke abebelakho ngemva kokuba ibhasi yabo ivinjwe ngabebetshengisela laba qede lapho bayitshisa lamhlanje ekuseni. Amalunga e-ANC abetshengisela avimbe yonke imigwaqo emalokishini eMamelodi, Atteridgeville leHammarskraal bephikisana lokukhethwa kuzancintisa isikhundla sikameya wePretoria. I-ANC yethule ukuthi unkosikazi Dr. Didiza nguye ozancintisa lesi sikhundla hachi umeya okhona kathesi umnumzana Hotsienso Spukla Ramakhopa. Le yinto ethukuthelise abasekeli baleli bandla bavala izitalada ngamatshe izibi kanye lokutshisa amathaya emgwaqweni. Baphinde batshisa amabhasi afika amathuma amabili lantathu kanye lezimota. Omunye wesifazane obetshengisela waleyo kuveza igama lakhe uthe bazaqhubeka bebhidliza impahla unkosikazi Didiza aze asuswe.
We are sitting in the RDP houses and now Sputa is helping us with everything and now they want to take Sputa away from us. We said panzi ngodidiza panzi asimfuni ngosputa khambini
asimfuni ukuthetha ngodidiza asimfuni.
Intatheli lazo zihlangene lodlakela ezinye zathathelwa umakhale khukhwini kucitshwa imifanekiso yabe betshengisela kade ezinye bezithethiswa zixutshwa kulezi ndawo. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Henry Molefe ohlala eJohannesburg uthe lubethusile udlakela abalubone ePitori.
Kushiswa amabhasi, kushaywa amashop, kuphulwa amafastela ezitolo, akuhambeki nje kunzima. Kyashiswa kuze kwafa nelinye ilunga layo uKhongolosi African National Congress ngoba kuye kwaba nokudubulana.
Amapolisi acine esebenzisa imibhobho yenhlambo ezwiswa ubuhlungu ukuchitha ixuku labe betshengisela bejikijela izimota ezedlulayo nokugqekeza ezitolo zaba kwamanye amazwe. Umnumzana Molefe uthi sebesesabela ukuthi ukhetho lwalonyaka luza kuba lodlakela.
Mawuthula ubheka la manye amaqembu epolitiki akubheka kubhekwa nengamehlo okungathembani. Abanye nabanye babheke ukuthi abanye bangabahluthi lento abayifunayo. Kodwa mawuthula ubheka izinto azibanga azimanga ngesimo esihle kuyashuba.
Kusenjalo ibandla le-ANC seluso lokutshengisela lokhu lokubhidlizwa kwempahla lisithi yimisebenzi yezigangi. Uhulumende layo sekusolele lokhu wakhuthaza amapolisa lamanye amaviyo alondoloza ukuthula ukuthi babophe bonke abadale umonakalo ngesikhathi salokhu kutshengisela. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Uhlangothi olubuthanisa imali kahulumende olwe Zimbabwe Revenue Authority soluke lamisa ukusebenza kwesinqumo elakade seluthethe lokuvimba ukungena kwempahla yonke evela phandle kwelizwe lokudla okufana lochago, amafutha okupheka, ezokwakha lokunye ngemva kokuqhamuka kodlakela izolo emngceleni weBite Bridge Border Post. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Iphephandaba leHerald libike ukuba iziphathamandla zeZimra zibanjwe ngamandla ukumisa ukusebenza kwalesi sinqumo ukwenzela ukuphendla indlela zokukhulumisana phakathi kohlangothi lolu ugatsha lezokuthengiselana olwe-industry and commerce abamabhizimusi kanye lozulu jikelele ngalolu daba. Kunjalo nje abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengisa impahla yakwamanye amazwe bayalisola kakhulu inyathelo likahulumende lokubathathela impahla yabo emingceleni yelizwe bethi akalazwelo ngemva kwesinqumo sakhe sokuvimba ukungena kweinye impahla evela kwamanye amazwe ukungena elizweni. Lokhu kuvezwe yinkokheli yomanyano wenhlanganiso ezimela abaphila ngokuthengisa impahla yakwamanye amazwe owe Coalition of Traders Association COTA emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba owenzelwe lapho kugadelwa khona amabhasi aphuma elizweni eRoodport eHarare. Bathi bakhathazekile ngendlela uhulumende aselandela ngayo isinqumo sakhe kungazange kube lokukhulumisana loZulu ophatheke kuleli bhizimusi esengothathela uZulu othenga impahla yakwamanye amazwe ukuze azithengisa elizweni. Bezikhona inkokheli zenhlanganiso ezimele abaphila ngokuthengisa laba okubalisa umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Informal Sectors Organizations umnumzana Promise Mkwananzi olisole kakhulu leli nyathelo likahulumende.
Siyakusola kakhulu ukuthathwa kwempahla kulabo abathengisela phandle nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende, abakhokheli bakahulumende yibo abathatha izinto mahara. Ungakhangela uChoppizi, isupermarket kaVice President Mpoko, balokhu bethatha izinto mahara bengabhadali duty kodwa bayalisa abanye abantu ukuthi bathathe izinto kodwa elizweni kungela msebenzi yokuthi abantu bakwanise ukugcina imuli zabo. Iyo indlela ade besebenza ngayo yona leyo eyokuthi bayethatha izinto ngale bebuye bethengisa begcina izimuli zabo.
Bakhona ababikwa sebebotshiwe eGweru abalihlekana. Umkhwananzi athi bacabangela ukuthi kuphathelene lodaba lunye lanxa kungakaziwa ukuba betheswa mlandubani laba bantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili.
Ye kuliqinisa ukuthi kulabantu asebebotshiwe eGweru sicabangela ukuthi kwezinye indawo kulabanye abalokhu bebotshwa ama cross borders achiyeneyo amacala basikezi betheswa icala lani kodwa babotshiwe baningi eGweru abangamachumi amathathu lambili babotshiwe bathathelwa futhi impahla zabade bezithengile ukuthi bazothengisa elizweni leZimbabwe. Siyakuchothoza kakhulu lokhu ngoba abantu laba ngabantu abafuna ukwenza into esemthethweni bezama ngendlela zonke abakwanisa ngazo ukuthi badinge indlela abangasebenza ngabo njengoba ilizwe lingelamsebenzi.
Abekhotha bathi khona bezaqoqa imihlangano lamalunga enhlanganiso ezikulomanyano ngenjongo yokuveza ukukhonona kwabo lokusola inyathelo likahulumende lokuthathela uZulu ophila ngokuthengisa impahla ayabe eyithenge kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba uhulumende eselukhuni emingceleni ukulandela isinqumo asenza kunsukwana ezisanda kwedlula ukuthatha yiloba yiphi impahla uZulu ayithenga ngaphandle ukuza layo kuleli ngenhloso yokuvimba ukuphuma kwemali elizweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection sikhangela imizamo enziwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla ezombusazwe ukukhuthaza ontanga ukuthi babhalise ukuze bavote kukhetho luka-2018. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho ithi iyehluleka ukubhalisa abantu abalesifiso sokuvota kukhetho oluzayo ngoba ayilamali. Umthetho uthi uhlelo lolo kumele lwenziwe ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuze abantu benelise ukubhalisa iloba yisiphi isikhathi. Kodwa okwamanje iZimbabwe Electoral Commission, iZEC, ibhalisa abantu kuphela lapho okuyabe kusenziwa khona i-by-election. Umgcinisihlalo wekomishini le, uNkosikazi Rita Makarao, uthi bona balesifiso sokuthi kusiyafika ukhetho babe sebenelisile ukubhalisa abantu abafuna ukuvota ngobunenye. untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxhome isiphathamandla sebandla leMDC elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Washman Ncube kugatsha lwabatsha. Umnumzana Celani Ncube yena osole kakhulu izeke
nakathesi abantu bayaredyesa ngesikhathi kukhubekile ezombangazo zingahlukumeza abantu ukuthi bazigandela abantu bazigandela ukuthi lakwa beredyesa kodwa nxa izeki futhi ayilamali yokuthi beze bedespesini angisikuboni ukuthi kuliqiniso lokhu ngoba abantu bezeki bakhona endaweni zonke lezo so basebenza ukwenza ihlupho esihlangana nalo lapho ukuthi aluba kuthiwa uhulumende uyavula kathesi abantu baredyesa ezombusazwe konkarikaime sisesephasi njengalesi sikhathi ukwenza ukuthi abantu bahambe bayoredyesa bekhulu.
Ungathi lokhu kuyaliphazamisa yini lani njengebandla kumizamo yokudinga usekelo njalo likhuthaza amalunga enu ukuthi avote kukhetho oluzayo?
Mnumzane walandlela ibandla lethu ligcine kakhulu ngoba kwabatha abasakhulayo. So abatha abasakhulayo abaningi abaphuma ezikolo abangaredyesi ukuvota. So siyabe sibenzisa bonke abantu abaphuma ezikolo labana labatha abahambe beyoredyesa ngoba ibandla lesikhubandla kathesi liyakhulu especially emaphandleni lapho ezikholela ubane liyakhula sibi ngabantu abatha. Manje ngendaba zokuthi izethu ivalile singaze sabe ukuthi abantu bahambe badithi specific behambe beyoredyesa kuthiwa iredyestration iningi. So siyakwazi ukuthi kuyithuluzi yezalo ukuthi khona abantu bengaresiwe.
Ukhona njengebandla ikhona yini imizamo eliyenzayo ukukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho?
Ye, njengebandla sile ogalo ukuthiwa youth assembly. Youth assembly yethu igcile kakhulu ebantwaneni from 6 years kuya ku-35 years. So we are targeting abantwana abaphuma ezikolo abaceda ama-4 bafundiswa khona qatha kovote kuqathe kanganani. So youth assembly lethu set out ilizwe lonke ilama-recruit ama-youth iyafaka ama-structures ayenza indaqatha kokuvota yikuyi.
Umnumzana Celani Ncube ngosakhulayo obandla le-MDC ekhokelwa ngumnumzana Washman Ncube. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kanye labenhlanganiso ezisebenzelana lozulu bayalisola inyathelo likahulumende weZANU-PF lokunikeza izitanda mahlayana kubontanga abakubandlalele kungalandelwa umthetho njalo kusobala kuba yindlela nje yokudinga ukuvotelwa ngoba kusenzakala ngezikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho luka-2018.
Amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kanye labenhlanganiso ezisebenzelana lozulu bayalisola inyathelo likahulumende webandla leZANU-PF elokunikeza indawo zokwakhela izindlu ama-stands mahlayana kubontanga abakubandlaleli kungalandelwa mthetho njalo kusobala ukuthi ngeyinye nje indlela yokudinga ukuvotelwa ngoba kusenzakala ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lomnyaka ka-2018. Le yimbono evezwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe eMedia Center lamuhla wokuhlaziya inyathelo likamphathintambo wezombuso wezabelo umnumzana Xavier Kasukuwere lokwabela ontanga indawo zokwakhela izindlu emadolobheni abalisa elakobulawayo eHarare, eMutare lamanye. Obona ngezombuso ezabelo ebandleni leMDCT umnumzana Eddie Cross uthi akumangalisi lokho okwenziwayo njengoba kuyindlela yakhe luhulumende weZANU-PF ukusebenzisa yiloba yiliphi iqhinga ukubambelela embusweni. Umnumzana Cross uthi umehluko yikuthi khathesi limizamo iqondiswe kwabasemadolobheni ngemva kokuba isikhathi esedlule amaqhinga amanye esetshenziswe kwabasemaphandleni ngokwabelwa amasimi phansi kohlelo lokwabiwa kutsha kwamapulazi. Umqondisi weChitungwiza Residence Trust umnumzana Marvelous Khumalo uthi osokusenzakala lokhu sekuyimvama selokhu abebandla leMDCT lasungulwayo ngomnyaka ka-1999. Ngomnyaka ka-2000, umnumzana Khumalo uthi kulapho abalwa impi yenkululeko abanikwa khona amasimi kwaphathisa ibandla leZANU-PF ekutheni balikhankasele ngandlela zonke. Okwakhathesi la amaqhinga aseqondiswe kubontanga ngoba kungasebuhle ubudlelwano phakathi komkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF labalwa impi yenkululeko laba.
So ama-youth kathesi sefuze wona abuye ayenze imisebenzi yonke leyo eyayiyenzwa ngama-war veterans ukutshaya abantu, ukwethusela abantu lokusapota kumbe ukukhampenela iZANU-PF. iZANU-PF kathesi njengohulumende kumbe njenge-ruling party kayila imali, So ifuze yona idinge okunye okungenza ukuthi ama youth lawa abe motivated ukuze ayisebenzele.
Umnumzana Khumalo ukhuthaza iningi labantu ukuthi bengaze belalisa inkophe, bavule amehlo njalo bengavumi ukudlelezelwa inkokheli yaleli bandla njengalokho osokusenziwa ngumnumzana Khasukuwere ukunika ontanga indawo zokwakha imizi yabo bona bengalayo le mali yokwakha lezo zindlu. Wengezelele wathi ngelinye lamaqhinga njengamanye awukubamba abantu ngamandla ukuba babavotele.
Bona sebebonile njengeZANU-PF ukuthi gana capacity yokuthi ayothenga istand kulocal authority. So thina siyabuza umbuzo ukuthi uzayithola ngapi njalo i-capacity yokuthi adevelope istand yona leyo. Yena ehluleka ukuthola imali enjenge 2500 kumbe 3000 yokuthenga from the local authority. So yiwo ama-stand wona lawa futhi azagcina esethengiswa. Lama youth lawa ethengiselwa abanye abantu. Kuthi ukuthi vele kugcina udaba lokuthi abantu bathenge ama-stands from the local authority luyagcina solungekho, noma lo oyabe ethenge $10 laye uzathengisa le ntengo ephansi kwaleyo ethengiswa ama-stands lawa yi-local authority.
Abezombusazwe lenhlanganiso ezisebenzelana lozulu bavumelana ukuba lokho sokusenziwa ngumnumzana Khasukwere ukuphambana lomthetho njengoba sokuyikuthathela omanisipala amandla okwabela abantu lezo ndawo zokwakha izindlu.
Lolo-ke bekuludaba olulotshwe nguMavis Gama, salubalelwa emoyeni nguSithandekile Mhlanga. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live tokungwa first 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumakakasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 laku 15775 kHz ku Studio 7 Live tokuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sikhangela inkuthazo yokuthi kumele abasakhulayo babhalise ukuthi bathole ilungelo lokuvota. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Inombolo njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ukuze silithinte icingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe. Lisizo ziphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington DC. Singakangeni esigabeni sethu esilandelayo, wathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Osekhethwe kumela ibandla lakhe lama-Democrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika, unkosikazi Hillary Clinton, uchothoze uDonald Trump ngakuthi yinguquko azayiletha kwezentuthuko yenotho. Esethula amazwi akhe aphathelane lezenotho, unkosikazi Clinton uphe isibonelo sokonakala komnotho weZimbabwe ethi yikho okungenzakala nxa abantu beMelika bengakhetha uTrump ukuba ngumongameli. Ngothi ke iziphathamandla zebutho lakwele Jordan zibika ukubana kule bomba ebelithiwe emotweni ebimiswe emngcoleni welizwe lelo leSyria labulala amasotsha akwele Syria ayisithupha kwalimala kakubi alishumi lane. Leli bomba lidubuke emangweni weRakban okuyindawo ehlala abantu abaningi ababalekela impi yomdeni kwele Syria. Amapolisa awe Zimbabwe Republic Police asesungule uhlelo abaluthi Operation Nera ukuvimba ukufola kwabakumanyana wamabandla akhankasela inguquko kwezemithetho ephathelane lezokhetho abe National Electoral Reforms Agenda ukusa incwadi yezikhalazo edale lePhalamende. Udaba lolu silulotshelwe nguMavis Gama, siluphiwa emoyeni nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Amapolisa aqhuba uhlelo alubiza ngokuthi Operation Nera olokuvimba ukutshengisela kwabakumanyano wamabandla akhankasela inguquko kwezemithetho ephathelane lokhetho owe-National Electoral Reforms Agenda. Abakumanyano lo bebejonge ukuyakusa incwadi yezikhalazo zabo edale lePhalamende. Abakhokheli beNera abahambe eHarare Central Police Station belanda incwadi ekade beyiphiwe ngamapolisa ibavumela ukutshengisela bathi bamangaliswe ukuthi bathe befika bavalelwa kwenye iofisi lapho abagcinwe khona njengeqhinga lokubavimba ukuthi bangaze baqhubekela phambili ngokutshengisela kwabo. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-African Democratic Party enguye njalo umgcinisihlalo wenera umnumzana Joelson Mugari utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi yena kanye lokhokhela ontanga uLawrence Tembeza bagcinwe kulinkamba okwehola lengxenye. Wengeze wathi ekukhululweni kwabo kabazange basiphiwe isizathu sokugcinwa kwabo kulinkamba. Uthi isimanga ikuthi amapolisa ohlangothi lwe-riot ebenyakazela endleleni ye-Market Square yona ekade bemele beyilandele besiya edale lephalamende. Umugari uthi le mota ezithela ngamanzi ababayo ezimbili bezibalindele khona bucwadlana ledale lephalamende kanye lamapolisa ohlangothi lwe-riot ebehlomile ebonakala kuleyo ndawo. Abenera laba bathi gabayi kubuyela emuva ngokutshengisela kwabo njalo bathi bazaqoqa elinye njalo ilanga. Bathi injongo yabo emqoka yikutshutshisa idale lephalamende ukuthi liguqule imithetho ephathelane lokhetho kungakayiwa kukhetho luka-2018. Inkokheli ekhulumisane lentatheli zindaba iveze njalo ukuthi iziphathamandla zomanyano wenera bezicatshile okweviki yonke ngaphambilini kokutshengisela lokhu obekumele kwenziwe namuhla.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 Medium Wave, laku Shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com. Amalungiselelo okukhumbula umoya owayengumsekeli kamongameli uDr. Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo asefike esibangeni esiphezulu njalo lamabandla ezombusazwe elizweni aphathekile kwamalungiselelo la akamhlaka 1 Ntulikazi. Unompumelelo moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indodana kamuyi uNkomo, umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, obona ngamalungiselelo omkhosi weJoshua Nkomo Liberators Day, uthi umbuthano walonyaka uzabe umkhulu.
Lonyaka siqale ukulungiselela umsebenzi kaFather Zimbabwe, ubaba wetonke uJoshua Nkomo, umsebenzi kaJuly 1st okuthiwa yiJoshua Nkomo and Liberators Day. Siqalise ukulungiselela kubomatshi, wathi-ke ngoMeyi sabiza sanxusa inhlanganiso zombusazwe zonke amaphathi epolitiki ukuthi bezoba lathi ekulungiseleleni umsebenzi kababa kaFather Zimbabwe, ubaba wethu sonke eZimbabwe. Yikho-ke kulesi stage esesikisho kathesi, hhayi siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi kulokudlelana okukhulu kakhulu phakathi kwabantu bakwethu, kulokuhloniphana okukhulu kakhulu, kulokubambana phakathi kwethu nxa silungiselela leli langa likamdala.
Unkomo wengeze ethi ubona lo nyaka uzaba ngumkhosi omkhulu ukwedlula eminyakeni edluleyo.
Sesimelele nje ukuthi kade siqalise ukuqoqa into ezinjengezokudla okuzadliwa ngabantu ngemva komsebenzi to sokuthe kwasetshenzwa emini yakhona. Ngibona kuhamba kuhle kakhulu. Kula nsolo engilayo kathesi nxa ngikhangele amalungiselelo lawa, ngithemba ngombono wami kuza kwedlula eminyakeni eminingi le edlulileyo umsebenzi lo. Ngalokho-ke njalo ngisenza ngcutha wonke umahlabezulu ukuthi sihlangane esendikwe bantwana bakababa, bantwana bakaFather Zimbabwe, eStanley Square mhlaka 1st July kuyabe kuyi-Friday kusukela ngo-11 kusiyaphela ngo-2. Liyanxuswa lonke ejikelele, ungazikhethi wena ukuthi ungubani, ngoba lawo umntana kaJoshua Nkomo, ingabe ungaphi kwelizwe, ingabe ungaphi komhlaba, ungumntakaFather Zimbabwe, uyanxuswa.
Imbongi kaZulu uDumisani Mhlanga yena ubike ukuba uyajabula ngamalungiselelo okukhumbula iqhawe ngoba iZimbabwe ilokuthula nguye njalo lababusayo babusa nje imisebenzi kamuyi.
Amalungiselelo okuthakazelela ilanga likaBaba uNkomo aqhakathekile kakhulu ngoba namhlanje kunje kuyiZimbabwe kungenxa kaBaba uNkomo. Kukhona ukuthula loba sihlupheka siswele izimali kuswelakala imisebenzi kodwa kulokuthula kungenxa kaNkomo. Ilizwe limile ngenxa kaNkomo. Labanye ababusayo babusa ngenxa kaNkomo.
Osakhulayo uGodswill Jubane yena uthi uyamhlonipha kakhulu umuyi uFather Zimbabwe ngoba wazinikela impilo yakhe ukuba abatsha njengaye babe lekusasa elihle.
Ngiyamhlonipha uBaba uNkomo nesenzo sakhe esihle kangaka sokuzinikela ezinikeleni isizwe sakithi nathi thina abantu abamnyama. Ngakho-ke nathi njengabantu abatsha sinethemba ukuba sizayimlandela emanyathelweni akhe.
Umuyi uNkomo wazalwa ngoNhlangula 17, 1918 eseMukhwe wakhothama ngoNtulikazi 4, 1999. Udume ngokuba ngubaba welizwe yikho abantu bebembiza Father Zimbabwe ngoba wayengakhethi imhlobo njalo wazinikela ngempela ukukhulula ilizwe noma nje umbuso okhona manje wawusumzingela emini lebusuku waze wacina ekhumisana lawo umlotha kulotshwa isivumelwano sokumanyana esebone uZulu weMandebeleni esethwele luklubhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele Botswana zixwayiswa ukubana zilimuke uqilwa ngabathi babalungisela amaphepha loba ingwalo zokuhlala lokusebenza elizweni. UMartin Ngwenya usipha lolu daba.
Uhulumende weBotswana wasekhiphe umbiko ukuthi kulabantu abahamba bethembisa beZimbabwe abadinga umsebenzi amaphepha okusebenza kanye lokuhlala elizweni ama-work kanye lama-residence permit. Abahuquluzi laba bahlawulisa abantu abangananzeliliyo imali engangenkulungwane ezimbili zamapula besithi bazangena kumncintiswano we-RAFRO wokuthola incwadi zokusebenza eBotswana. Kodwa ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngendaba zokusebenza eBotswana ludiya kulahlelo olunjalo, ngakho abantu kumele balimuke. Imbiko ecebisa abantu ngengozi yokuwela kulabo abahuquluzi sifakwe emahofisini kahulumende kanye lemngceleni ephakathi kweBotswana leZimbabwe. Umnumzana James Dlamini uthi yena waphosa wawela kulokhu ngemva kokuzwa ngabanye ukuthi kuzaba lo mjaho wokupha incwadi kwabavela eZimbabwe.
Lami mphuze ngabanjelwa izigebengu ngalezi eziqambile abantu amangazi sithi khona ziyakulungisela iphemithi ngendlela le yama-raffles. It was fortunate nje ukuthi ngibe lolwazi ngakho kusasemasinya ukuthi khona into lekho emthethweni, kodwa nje ngayireport emapholiseni indawo yakhona.
Ukanti inkosikazi Sibongile Ndlovu uthi abantu abenza lokhu bazi kamhlophe isimo sabeZimbabwe abomele noma yiwuphi umsebenzi njalo bezidinga incwadi zokuhlala kanye lokusebenza eBotswana. KulabeZimbabwe abadlula inkulungwane eziyisikhombisa abalencwadi zokuhlala njalo besebenze kweleBotswana, kodwa esikhathini esanda kwedlula uhulumende weBotswana osesiyayiqinisa imithetho yokupha lezi ncwadi osekuvule indlela yokuthi ogulova babone ithuba lokwenza imali nkudlu. Amapholisa athi akula muntu osebike kibo ukuthi angabe thathelwe imali phezu kwendaba lencwadi lezi. NguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 sabulungu leBotswana.
Singekehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebesilazi njengoba isikhathi sesingasavumi ukuba nasiqhubekele phambili sisonke. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithekelela kwele South Africa zitshiselwe ibhasi ngemva kokuba zona lezihlala khona zizibone seziphakathi kokuhlukunyezwa kudlakela oluphathelane lezombusazwe oluqhamuke ePretoria. Abaphila ngokuthengisa phansi komanyano we-Coalition of Traders Association basola kakubi inyathelo likahulumende lokuvimba ukungena kwenye impahla evela phandle kwelizwe. Amalungiselo lokukhumbula umoyo wayengumsekeli kamongameli uDokotela Joshua Mqabo Nkomo obulawayo asefike esibangeni esiphezulu. Siligqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngisithi libe lobuthongo obuhle ngoPraxedes Jeremiah, kodwa lingayikhatshana uhlelo olwe-Live Talk The Connection luyeza manje.